Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 46, Half Ironman Goal Setting. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. Now, the last couple of podcasts I've done have included pacing and nutrition, because those are two of the really key components about your physical performance on the day. But there's also a couple of other really key components about your mental performance. And that's where I'm really going with this podcast around goal setting and the next one to come. Okay, goal setting. So when it gets close to events, no one ever feels ready. Yeah, if you hear the chatter kind of at registration and in people in the lead ups, like, oh no, I didn't do nearly as much, I got sick, this and that. But that applies to everyone. No one ever feels ready. So have you reviewed your goals in light of where you're at right now leading into your race? What you started out to achieve, it may have changed. Maybe it's not realistic to hit your original goals. Maybe you'll absolutely smash them because everything's gone so well. Or perhaps you don't even know either way. So have a think right now. Have a think. What are your goals for this event? Typically when I ask that question, I get a response something along these lines. Well, I want to swim under 40 minutes. I want to bike under 3 hours. And I want to run under 2 hours. And at that point, there's often a bit of a pause from me, bit of silence, because in my mind, to me, those are outcomes that you're hoping to achieve, their dreams, their desires, and I really don't see those as goals. Those things do not help you have a successful day in any way at all, because what if it's a windy day, makes the water rough, so swimming is slow? Well, what does that mean if you swim 45 minutes instead of 40? Does that mean you've failed? What if you get a puncture on the bike? Or that wind again, it makes it really slow going for everyone. If you didn't hit your 3 hours, well, probably no one else did either. But again, is that failure? And so there's all of these kind of factors that are out of your control and will impact on the outcome. You can't control everything. So, like I said, what happens? Do you change your goals on the fly? Do you consider the day a failure? You don't hit those times? No, please, if you listen now, please throw out those time goals. They do not help you have a successful day. So, if I'm saying throw out those, where are we going? Okay, the overarching mission for every single person out there in any event that you're doing is to do the very best you can on that day, no matter what happens around you. Okay, I'm just going to say that again. Do the very best you can on that day, no matter what happens around you. If you can do that, you will get the best possible outcome that you could on that day. And to me, that makes the day successful, no matter what the time says on the clock. Okay, so I hope you get where I'm going here. People who set time goals and get really fixated on these often feel like they've failed. Here's a couple of examples. Someone I worked with many years ago in Ironman, and he came out of the swim and he saw that his swim time was 1:15, and it was a beautiful, perfect day. He was absolutely gutted. He expected to swim 1 hour, so it really, really threw him that he was that far off. And he carried around the negativity of that all day long, all through the bike ride. And then eventually I saw him on the run, and he kind of vented to me about this. And I pointed out to him, actually his swim time was 1 hour. He had just looked at the wrong clock. He'd looked at the pro race time, not the age group. So he'd been carrying around this negativity, and it had influenced his whole day. It had just ruined it for him. Another example is someone in a half Ironman who was really fixated on a 2:30 bike split. That in his mind, if he hit that time, that was a success and everything else would fall into place. And he did. He hit that time. It was fantastic. He was stoked. But then he completely fell apart on the run because that ride was too hard for him on that day. Okay. So, yeah, look, both those examples were blokes. I'm not going to say anything, but just think about that. But you see where I'm going with this thing about being stuck on time goals. They don't help you be successful. Having those time goals, they often lead to self-judgment about you, how you're doing, about you personally, and poor decision-making. And that is just so not useful during an event. Okay, so keep coming back to your overarching mission, which is to do the best you can on that day, no matter what happens around you. That's going to give you the best possible outcome. So, how do we set goals? We simply ask ourselves, I'll ask you right now, have a think about what are the key things you need to do to make that day, that event successful. I ask that question, immediately you'll have some ideas. Write them all down. Absolutely anything that occurs, just write them down initially. Once you get a bit stuck, the ideas stop flowing. Think about when things haven't gone so well in the past. Okay, what caused that? Maybe ask people who know you well, your training partners or family. Okay, ask them for their opinion on what will help you to have the very best day you can. So you could end up with quite a long list of things. But what you have to do is start whittling that down, prioritizing them. And you want to really bring them down to three, to a maximum of three. Okay? So pick the biggest things that are going to make the biggest difference to your day. I say three. Yes, that allows one per discipline for all you OCD kind of people. But maybe you only need one. That's totally fine. So let me give you some examples. Someone who is a nervous swimmer, pre-race, before the start, just is a ball of anxiety and is at real risk of not making the swim because just that anxiety overcomes them. Okay, so for that person, it could be as simple as relax the breathing, count to 10 breaths, and never stop swimming. Okay, breathing, relax the breathing. Breathing is critical to swimming. We know that. We also know that when you are relaxed with the breathing, you're not going to hyperventilate. You can just flow through what you're doing. Count to 10 breaths. Well, what that's going to do is fill the brain with things. That's just not going to leave room for negativity or questions. And the idea of never stop swimming is just to get in the flow and just go stroke after stroke, breath after breath, until suddenly you're there. Okay, that might be what it needs for that nervous swimmer. What about the Harry Hardout who goes nuts at the start of the bike or the run leg and usually fades badly or blows out? Well, really simple. For that person, I'd say have a power or a pace target for the first, say, 30 minutes. Like really control that start, and then you'll be able to just settle into what's right for the rest of that race. Someone whose nutrition has let them down before. Simple. Eat every 15 minutes, drink in between. That's your goal. It's that simple. There's people who have... someone, for example, I know people who are just about always disappointed with their result, with their time on the clock. And for someone like that, I would say try, as your goal, is to race with gratitude. And one of my absolute favorite quotes is that gratitude turns what you have into enough. So if you are grateful for what you are doing out there, grateful for the support of the volunteers, the fact that you are actually able to do this event, well, hey, that really, really changes perspective in your mind of what's going on. Okay, so these are just examples. You have to figure out your goals, the things that are going to make the biggest difference to you. And then you also have to commit to them, okay? So write them down, read them every night, stick them on the wall, make them public, tell other people what your goals are. That's always pretty good for commitment. And then, of course, you have to figure out how to make them happen, okay? Just really simple things. So the nutrition person whose goal is to eat every 15 minutes, drink in between, well, set a timer on your watch. Every time your watch beeps, you eat. Okay, I hope I didn't go too deep there. I hope you don't feel swamped by that. Always keep coming back to your mission. What will help you do the very best you can on that day, no matter what happens around you? Use that to figure out your goals, up to three of them, only up to three, and then figure out how to implement them during the race. That, together, is going to lead you to greater success than being fixated on any time on the clock. Okay, so look, in the interests of transparency, I want to share my goals for Taupo 70.3 this year. My first goal is to race with gratitude. A lot of you know that I didn't get to do Ironman earlier this year. I had a brief flirtation with cancer, as I call it. I got very lucky. Okay, they took care of it. I'm still here. I was a bit pissy at the time and didn't get to do Ironman, but hey, I'm still here. I get to come and do another one of these events, and I will be forever grateful for that. So I will exude that when I am racing. My second goal is, the bike has always been a bit of a weakness for me. So my goal is to ride like Dean Gold. Yes, Lisa, please tell him I'm a fanboy of how he rides. In fact, everything he does. For those of you who don't know Dean Gold here in Wellington, really high achieving age grouper, Winder's age group in just about anything these days. And when you see him on a bike, he is just at one with that bike. Okay, he's connected to it. He's powering along. He's just so smooth and controlled and strong with it. Versus me, I've always felt that I'm kind of a bit uncomfortable on the bike. Yes, I've had the bike fits and everything else. I'm wiping my brow with my sweatband. I'm reaching for a drink. I'm jiggling around to get comfortable on the bike. Okay, I just want to get connected with that bike and just smoothly and strongly ride. Sadly, it won't be as fast as Dean, but if I can emulate how he does it, that'll be a really successful ride for me. And my third one is to play the Pac-Man game. Those of you old enough to remember Pac-Man, remember that you, as you're munching around, you get power-ups, okay? To me, every volunteer, every supporter out there who gives me some sort of support or acknowledgement, that's like a power-up to me. I feed off that. That just gives me energy to keep going, to keep pushing, particularly when the times get tough. So when the times get tough, I'm just going to play the Pac-Man game. That'll just help me to let everything flow, make it happen. Okay, so look, to me, it's that simple. Those are the things that will help me achieve the best I possibly can on that day. Please have a think about yours. Work them out, commit to them, make them happen, and I'd like to almost guarantee you will have a great day as well.